Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia.
And now,
here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the World Wide Web. I am your wonderful, phenomenal host, Charvette Mitchell. I am creative director for Mitchell Productions Web Design and Social Media Coaching, where we help you build something amazing with your online brand, and the host of the very first, it just happened this past weekend, hashtag Coaching with Vet pop-up workshop for female entrepreneurs. So if you've seen the buzz on the internet, that was me. That was my event. So I'm really excited to have all of you that are joining us here tonight. Listen, the show is amazing tonight. So I have my first guest who's hanging out right now. She's just waiting for me to bring her up to the mic. Shirley T. Burke, I am telling you what, she is here. She is a coach. She's a writer. She is a talk show host. She's a sought-after speaker. She's the founder of Esteem Institute. More than 25 years, for over 25 years, Shirley T. has been inspiring and empowering her audiences. One of her key messages is that, yes, I can. She provides transformational, heartwarming experiences, and she has a wonderful mantra of keeping it real. She has appeared on and been featured with Women's Voice Magazine, CBS 6 TV station, ABC Channel 8, how y'all doing? Boomer It, Work It Richmond, Richmond Times Dispatch, and the list goes on. Shirley T. is the president-elect of the National Speakers Association of Virginia. She's the president-elect of River City Express Network and former president of the Network of Enterprising Women. And I'm telling you what, you in the right place at the right time today. I'm running up to the virtual green room to bring Shirley T. to the mic. Yes, on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Hello, Shirley T. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, young lady. I am so honored to be sharing the mic with you this evening. I often say I like
to
keep it real. People don't, you know,
yes.
Other people got mics and I don't speak on it. You understand?
Oh, yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So you are
yes,
a
ma'am.
Precious jewel in the city of Richmond with all you do. So
thank you. Oh, you're welcome. It's my honor. I know it's when you as a talk show host yourself, it's different when you have to sit on the other side of the mic, right?
It is, girl. Yes, it is.
It's a little different. And so I want to just kind of let our listeners know all about you. And we're saying hello to all those that are already on the phone lines, those that are hanging out with us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, listening in from Charvette.com and all of our broadcast stations. We're waving and we're saying hello to you. So Shirley T., tell us, how did you get into all of this, and in particular around the area of self-esteem?
You know what? I have been doing this all my life. I can remember a young man telling me when we graduated from high school, saying, Shirley, if you hadn't told me thus and so, I would never graduate from high school. I don't know, have the slightest idea what I said to him, but I have been saying things and making people feel better, knowing that they matter, all my life. And it's been a scary thing because I just recently found out myself that, hey, I have a gift, you know, and you have a gift too, Miss Mitchell. I promise you, you got a gift. You're doing what you're supposed to do. So I know you understand what I'm talking about.
Yes, and I love how your Twitter says you are a self-esteem enhancer and a professional encourager. Talk about that piece.
You know, that enhancer thing, my husband and I went to counseling one time, and it was with a minister. And one of the things that he said to us that I will never forget, in fact, it's the name of some of the things that I, one of the programs that I do for the prison, that I've been volunteering for the prison system since 2000. And it's, he told us, Now, remember now, you ain't got to be fixed because you ain't broke. That was so powerful for me, and I feel that way when I meet people. Until you prove me wrong, you take people where they are. You know, you enhance an individual. You're not there to pull people down. And that esteem thing, I have gone through some heavy challenges about esteem. When you can't date and go out and like everybody else and travel where everybody else travels, sometimes people, they call it bullying now, I think. But mm-hmm. people, young people are pretty hard on each other in school and high school and even nowadays, elementary school and lower. But that's how it all started. I've been doing this all my life,
All your life. And so self-esteem, and that's a great point that you bring up here. You know, it's as low as elementary school, but then somebody that's 50 plus can still be experiencing self-esteem
issues.
It's worse.
I believe
Would
it's
you
worse
agree?
When we get to get older because we're so busy talking to ourselves from what we experienced when we were little or younger. We hold on, you know, 1 million people can tell you how wonderful you are and one person tell you you aren't, and you keep that aren't part. You know, the person that told you you aren't the one that you talk about. That's the one that in your head you invite them to stay in your head. Yeah, I've done that, but I have learned that what other people think about me, baby, it ain't my business.
I have to love me.
I have to know what I'm about. I have to be the real person. I have to show up as to who I am. And I take you the same way in terms of when I meet you, when I come before you, I take you as I see you right then. Unless you change, that's how I keep going with you. I just like to let people know they matter. Everybody matters.
Everybody matters. You matter, absolutely,
yes.
Is definitely one of your key themes.
Oh,
and
yes.
So if someone's listening saying they're they're struggling with maybe self-esteem issues. Do you have any tips, maybe a couple tips for that person?
One of the biggest things is something that we just touched on is our self-talk. You know, people jokingly say, oh, I'm such a klutz. You know, I'm so dumb and I'm so clumsy. Your voice knows you. You trust that voice. So even though you think you're joking, the subconscious to hearing it and keeping it there as real. And that's one of the first things to, you know, if somebody else had said that to you, you wouldn't appreciate it. So I encourage people not to say anything to themselves that they wouldn't want anyone else to say. That's where you start. And then the other thing is I always say, and I didn't tell you that I'm going to talk sex when I get over here, Ms. Yvette, but that's the other part I'm going to talk about.
This is reality radio here.
I share with people when I talk. 92 billion sperms vowing for that one egg. And I remind people that I want you to look around the room. I want you to pinch yourself to see who was the first, who won that very first race. Your very first race, you win. Here you are. You showed up, and there's a reason for that. It's a reason. You showed up. You won your very first race. I think it's something to that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I think that means something. That's powerful stuff.
That's powerful. That's powerful.
Powerful stuff. And I don't forget that. When I show up in a room, when I show up in a room, I say, look, I know I'm the foxest woman up in here. This is in my head. You understand? And I have to think that because I can't see how beautiful you are unless I know I'm okay. You understand?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Oh, this
Thank
is good
much.
Already, y'all. This is good already. Shirley T. Burke, motivational speaker.
It's just me. And this is how a lot of times you walk in the room, I'm the only black person in there. Sometimes I'm the only female in there. So you have to know that you're all right. That's what I don't worry when I walk in a room because the other part of when I walk in a room, a networking room, I walk in wondering who can I help this evening. So I'm not focusing on me when I walk in the room. I'm just checking out to see who I can help because you have to build relationships with people. So when you're building a relationship, you're not worrying about going to a networking event and not knowing how to get around or what to do. Yes, you do. You are a winner. You started out a winner. So now you're going to help other people be winners when you walk in the room. And that's how we get business. That's how we foster relationships, real relationships, not just put-on ones. You don't have to tell me when to shut up, girl.
Listen, I like this. We can flow. I love it. I ain't going to tell you to shut up now, time.
I'm married to a preacher's son, and my dad was a deacon, and sometimes it was my dad and the preacher, the only ones at church on Sunday evening, so you have to.
Yeah, you have to learn how to fill in and do what you do.
You understand my point. You understand my point.
And that's such a great perspective.
Yes, yes, yes. Our thinking, you know, because I'm somebody that don't believe in stress. You know, people say, I'm so stressed out. I don't think there's no such thing as stress. I think it is our stinking thinking that takes us to that place we call stress, because it's got to do with how we feel about things, and I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is. We stress ourselves out by holding on to those negative thoughts. Somebody told us years ago, prove them wrong. Prove them wrong. I wasn't one that had a family that said, I love you every minute of every day. My mother didn't touch me until I don't know how old. I can't remember. I know she had to touch me because she bore me, but I don't remember as a, you know, being mentally conscious of her touching me until one day we were going to church together and she put her hands on me and I played the piano and I was there going there to play. I couldn't hardly play. I was tearing up. She put her hands on me. But I also learned that people can't give you what they haven't been given. Nobody did that for her. So when I talked to counsel about her, about that situation, the counsel said, if you want to be hugged, then you need to hug her. But let me tell you what that night, you know, but you know, before I could hug her, I had to say, you my mama, I can hug you if I want. Now, she ain't had to say nothing, but that's how I had to approach it. That 92-year-old woman looked up at me and said, everybody needs to be touched.
Yeah.
You understand? I know I'm all over the place, but it all ties together. It's all about who I am.
No, it ties in.
What I'm about. You know what I'm saying?
It all ties in.
Yes, it all ties in. Because you act, if you haven't been loved at home, if you haven't gotten it, that comes out. Unless we are loving ourselves and know that what, you know, people can't give you what they haven't gotten, but you can love you. If you love yourself, if you carry yourself decently, things will be all right. No matter what goes on, because my thing is important to have peace internally. That's why I sign everything with peace and joy. It can be chaos on the outside, but if you have peace internally, the storm ain't nothing. Because we have all come through more than what we're going to go through, I believe. When people talk about everything that's going to be happening and for this reason and other reason, I say I've already come through some stuff that nobody would dream of. You know, like I saw my child drown.
My
nephew, Fernandez Ellison's cousin, jumped in to save my son. He was 12. He jumped in to save him. And he was 12. Yeah. He drowned, too. That is the same day they buried my sister. So my thing is, think back, all of y'all, all of us got something that we have come through that's pretty rough. So when you think about the challenge in life today, hey, you've been resilient a long time. So we can do this. As Mr. Chabette says, we got this.
yes.
We got this.
And so this is so critically powerful what you just said is, so you're not, you said several things, but you're not, like you said, you didn't grow up with someone, you know, hugging you and kissing you all the time, and then certainly seeing your child, you know, transition in front of you. You have the voice of experience. You are talking from a real place.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's who they, when I coach, and one of the differences between my coaching and other people coaching, I'm interested in results. I hang with you till if you, but you got to want it. I can't force you, but if you want it, my whole thing is seeing that you get results from your issues. Results. And my thing is, that's who you're dealing with. I know what can be and what, you know, there aren't any limits that we can put on ourselves. There shouldn't be any limits. So I go with you to the end. I go with you to the end. But you have to want to the end. I work with results. I want you to get results. When you pay me, you get a whole lot more than what you pay for. And I have experience with Ms. Mitchell. She does the same thing.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I know
we over-deliver.
And you sure did that for me. So I'm telling you what I know.
Yes, thank you.
Real, I keep it real.
yes, ma'am. And I want our listeners, because you have a great offer on your website, Soul Shifting Session. So they can apply for a free 30-minute coaching session. I love that, Soul Shifting Session.
Yeah, because that's deep. That soul is us. You know, like people, I tell people, when you look in the mirror, who you see, that is not you, but that what's looking back at you is the real you, and that's where I go to. That's where I go. And I consider that to be the soul. And the soul is powerful. Soul is forever alive, alive. The spirit, I call the soul and the spirit the same, but the spirit never dies. And that's who I work with. I work with the real you.
The real you. So how do they get this session with you, apply for this session with you?
All they have to do is fill that form out and make contact through the contact form, and I will follow up with them.
All right, listeners, and you can jump over.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was going to tell them they can jump over to esteeminstitute.com.
Or ShirleyT.com, either one. That Esteem Institute, we changed the name, and it should take them there, but it's ShirleyT.com or the esteeminstitute.com.
Oh, very simple, and you'll see a button.
Then you get something. I do have a giveaway there, too, to how to find peace and joy.
Oh, tell us about the giveaway.
I wanted to send it out one at a time, but I have it all on one sheet. But it's a learning thing in terms of how to find peace and joy.
Wonderful. So that's an offer there for you. So, Shirley T, you certainly have been called on to be a motivational speaker, and you speak, you all over. You have some. Tell us a little bit about some of the signature talks that you're able to present for those that are listening and saying, oh, my goodness, I have a women's conference or I have something coming up she would be great for.
Oh, I appreciate you asking me that. One of the things that one of the programs that I like is Marching by the Beat of Your Own Drum.
Mm-hmm.
I do something called, I work with the document called Your Life in Five Short Chapters. And of course.
Five short chapters, your whole entire life.
I hated that people can write stuff like that and tell you about yourself. I tell it like it is. I think it's less than 100 words. Or it's not over 110 words in that document. And it starts at chapter 1 and it goes to chapter 5. And your life in five short chapters. We deep in that those chapters and try to discuss where we are and where we want to be. You know, how do we get there? Changing M&Ms into lifesavers. People love that.
Turning M&Ms into lifesavers. Oh, you got to tell us what that title right there is something.
What that is about is, let's say like you might say motion and movement. Mm-hmm. Movement will lower the blood pressure by a certain amount. And I talk a lot about M's. And these are life-saving things. People, the memories, and I ask people to give me M's to work with. It's something that starts with an M that they want me to add to my list that I have. Momentum, moisture. Water lowers the blood pressure. You go into water, or even a shower lowers the blood pressure by so many points and stuff. Music. I love music, and I do something. One of the things that I do when I play music, and I teach aerobics, and I also teach exotic dancing for everyday women, and I'm really trained to do
that.
But it's a powerful thing. It is a powerful thing. Women cry in that class because we are all right at this very moment. We don't have to lose one ounce. We are beautiful right now. And they find that out in that class. And that thing about music, I love the song so much I recorded it X number of times on a tape, on a CD. But it's sung by different people. And to me, it's the same way life is. It's the same song, same words, but it's different. You can have it fast, you can have it slow. A female sings it, a man sings it. It can, it sounds like it's a calypso song. It just sounds like a regular song. But I use this as training and equate it to life. That's been pretty popular with the girls, people that I've done that for.
Wow. So
it.
No wonder they call you the self-esteem enhancer and the professional encourager.
Yes, I was born to do this. I was born to do this. And
yeah.
That's when I said I just recently found out and understand that to be true. It is so true. And because whenever I speak, I listen to myself.
Yeah.
I've
and when did you know that you were born to do this? Like, when did that click?
I just know this. And this is what this is why I have to do what I do. And because sometimes I used to ask, why do I have to say this? I would say it out loud in aerobic class. And then when the class is over, three or four women come to me and say, you had to say it because I was here. So this is confirmation. Like I say, I'm about results. I'm not just training and talking. I am interested in people getting better and doing better because I have never been broke. I've been bent. It's a difference. That's a difference. And this is just how I think, and I feel that way about a lot of people that talk with me about their trials and tribulations. With all the little bit I've told you this evening about me, I want to put lock and key on my trouble because when I hear other people's stuff, I say they might want to steal mine. You know?
They might want to steal your trouble.
Yeah, they might want to steal my trouble. I got to put a lock and key on them. Because and you know what I'm talking about. It's the perspective, the words you used a few minutes ago. When you listen to other people's stuff, you don't want theirs. Even as tough as things have been for you, you don't need. Some people would love to have the problems we got. As every day I am.
They would trade places with you in a minute.
Honey, in a split second. You hear me? It is amazing. And if somebody wants to be just like you, too. Now, that's the hard thing, but most people, somebody loves the way you cook. They love the way you dress. Something. And it's more than one person. And that's the reason I don't like for people to settle in their lives, especially with men, folks. We ain't going to get into that too far. But
yeah, listen, we got some minutes to go there. We can go there. Let me let you get your thoughts together.
I just can't stand to see women settling. I can't handle it. We settle.
Yeah.
And part of that is that self-talk. And somebody talking to you from years back. And some of it I think is in our DNA coming from way back. But we are in a position that we can change it. First, you have to be aware. First, you have to be aware. You can't change anything that you're not aware of. If you don't know about it and not aware of it, you can't do anything about it. Not everything about us needs to be changed. And, I use the word change because that's what people understand, but I prefer the word shift. Because when you do a small shift in life, big things happen. The smaller the shift, the bigger the change. And I have experienced that too many times, too. Too many times.
Ooh.
The smaller the shift, the bigger the change. Because recently I've been encouraged and put in my brain for me to tell people that we have to pay more attention to the big, small things in our lives for us to get to that peace and joy. Big, small things.
Mm-hmm.
It is so critical that if we want our lives to be better, because that's what I'm all about, is to help for our lives to be better. We're just passing through here. And every time I look, it's Monday. You know what I'm saying? I just believe the earth moves fast. How about you?
I think so. Time is winding up.
Yes,
it's
and it ain't got nothing to do with our age either. It's just on the axis, I just believe it's moving faster. And so I would like for people to be grateful every day. I would like for them to, I made a pledge to be waving at people more because I'm a country woman. I start conversation with people I don't know because, see, I'm a strong believer in the power of one. It's just, things that have happened in life, has happened with one. Like I say, with all the talk about the election, and I ain't getting into that, I said Jesus Christ was crucified and good things came from that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
This is how I get through my day and all of what I see on social media and what have you. So ain't no telling. Y'all can take that to yourself.
Listen. Listeners, y'all are getting today from Shirley T. Burke, a motivational speaker, coach, talk show host right here from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. She's been featured on CBS, ABC, Boomer, Richmond Times Dispatch. She's been referred to as the self-esteem enhancer and the professional encourager, and you're getting all that right here. We want to shout out all those that are hanging out with us on the phone lines. Listen, we're going to actually be opening up the phone lines for some business shout-outs and some product and service shout-outs in the second half of the show. So if you're hanging out in the virtual green room and you're saying, yep, that's me, I'm here to shout out my business, product, or service, when we get to that point, make sure you press pound number one.
press pound and one, and I'll know that you're hanging out in the virtual green room to give a business shout-out. So that's coming up next. So Shirley T., certainly with your experience leading organizations and groups like the National Speakers Association of Virginia and River City Express Network, what have you learned just in kind of those president roles and those leadership roles?
That's a good question. And I have to apologize. We need to put pass in front of that as of a few months back.
Okay, no problem. That don't take away the experience.
Organization. And that's an excellent question. I learned a lot about me. And what people said about me, one of the things was that I was, they've appreciated my wanting to be inclusive. That's one of the things that I don't see in organizations. To make sure, just because you're the president don't mean you run everything. And that's what people are accustomed to doing. Guests come and you present them with a gift at the end. They look for the president to do it. But my thing was to get members to do it. These people pay to be there, and you want people to have something to do so they'll keep coming back. That was my premise. And I did that in both. And also I was for both of those groups, the idea was to focus on the member to grow the member's business. And part of what because I had a TV show and stuff at that time, I had River City Night. I had also NSA Night. People could come on and talk about their businesses and talk about the organization.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So you had it. You focused on making sure that there was growth and opportunities for your members. So that is some good advice for those that are out there. Now, I definitely also want to touch on the speaking. So there's certainly a lot of aspiring or starting out speakers who want to be speakers. Any tips for them?
One of the things that we are being told in our organization is that, saying that you're a speaker, you have to be able to do more than that nowadays. Because of the virtual aspect of things, people are having speakers come in, but you have to be able to do a workshop or go do a keynote. You have to be versatile. Just last night we got the advice to, instead of being a speaker, to be an expert.
Yeah.
You need to be an expert in your field. And that means that you will be able to do several things. But, everybody's speaking, so what are you an expert on? And when you say that you're an expert that you can do several things. As being a speaker, I do facilitate. I can I have had workshops. I've had programs at the Jefferson, had programs at the Embassy Suite, at the Westin. Yeah, I have had these things, and speaking got me there, and speaking helped me do what I did there.
That was good advice right there that you just gave. That was some golden nuggets.
good. Awesome. I put out on Facebook, if they're listening, they're going to get some valuable information in our conversation.
I had no doubt. I'm just glad I had the opportunity to feature you here on the show before the year went out. So getting ready for 2017, tell the listeners what's coming up for you for 2017. What's coming up?
What's coming up are several workshops. They will have to look on my website and on my Facebook page. We'll be putting it out there. But there are some workshops coming up. Some will be large, but I like to deal with smaller groups, 8 or 10 people, maybe a little less, because the work I do is intimate and personal, and I know there are extroverts that can't stand large groups. So we have some small groups for those individuals who are introverts, and where they feel comfortable talking and sharing, because to get to the root of some of the things that's bugging us down, some of the dis-ease that so many of us are going through, we have to talk about real issues, things that happened way back or things that are going forward that you need to do. It's your choice, but we need to keep it real.
Keep it real. There you have it. Well, I'm telling you what, our time is up. Shirley T. Burke, thank you so much for stopping by and just sharing information with us. And my last question for you, I like to ask all of my guests, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Life, just being alive, being grateful every day, just being grateful. And the more I do that, the better parking spaces I get. And I get.
Yeah.
I mean, you know
the
what I'm saying?
Small things.
Joy, which brings me joy. You know,
yeah.
when I'm grateful, look like to me, it comes back. It just shows, it just comes back. When I say thank you, thank you, thank you, it just keeps coming back to me. And that's what I need. I need to know that I am loved, and that's shown to me that it is a stronger power that's loving me and taking care of me because I was sent to do what I'm doing.
Sent to do what you're doing. That's
yes.
Good. That's good. Wow. Well, I am telling you what, we are excited and really glad that we had a chance to feature you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Listeners, give a big round of applause.
That's awesome.
Shirley
that is awesome. Thank you, Yvette.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome. Thank
it.
You for stopping by.
Thank
All
you.
Right.
I leave this.
Yeah.
There are no hopeless situations, only those of us that have grown hopeless about them.
That's good.
Thank
good
you.
Note. Thank you. All right, listeners,
that.
We're going to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we have some shout-outs, some business shout-outs, some product shout-outs, some services shout-outs, featuring some of the ladies from hashtag Coaching with Vet Pop Up. You know what? I'm going to say pop-up workshop. Some of them, most of them probably were at the workshop, but just the hashtag Coaching with Vet Facebook group. So if you are a female entrepreneur or a female that wants to be, you need to be over in that group on Facebook, and all you have to do is look for a hashtag Coaching with Vet. So I'm going to a commercial break, and then when I come back, you're going to get to hear from some dynamic ladies. And for the ladies that are hanging out and are saying, yep, I want to come on air and talk about my product, my business, my service, my organization, make sure you hit pound and the number one, and I'll know that you are in the virtual green room ready to talk. All right, listeners, we're going to be right back. We don't want you to move. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
A renewed mind, led by Coach Veronica, teaches black women to start over and create a life they love through self-reinvention, reclaiming themselves as a priority, and taking action towards their desires. Visit arenewedmindtoday.com. We have found that the most issues within our relationships, career, and self-worth stem from us forgetting to care for ourselves as much as we do for others. The void this creates causes stress, resentment, and frustration. If you are feeling stuck, wondering what else your life has to offer, or ready to experience what being your first priority feels like, let A Renewed Mind and Coach Veronica be your guide. Let our coaching services help you find the new you. Visit arenewedmindtoday.com.
Hello, we are 123jobzone.com, an online job search portal. We are user-friendly, and if you're searching for a job, with us, it's easy as 123. Step 1, go to www.123jobzone.com and register as a job seeker. Step 2, once registered, upload your resumes. Step 3, get connected with employers looking for people like you who are ready and willing to work. Don't forget to follow 123JobZone on Twitter and Facebook to find out more about our upcoming job fairs. What are you waiting for? Stop by 123JobZone.com today. Good luck with your job search.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world, wide web. Big shout out to all those that are listening in from Twitter, from charvette.com, from Instagram, from all of our broadcast stations. We love you guys. Listen, we're running over to the phone lines. We have a special today. We're going to let you hear from some different listeners. And so I am going to the virtual green room. I'm bringing up to the mic number ending 6734. Your number is ending in 6734. I'm bringing you up to the mic first right now. Hello, number ending in 6734. You're live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Let us know who you are.
Hi, Charvette Mitchell. This is Sonya Johnson. How are you doing?
Sonya Johnson! Woo! I am so glad you called in because today is Pub Day, as they say, Publishing Day for you. So listen, you got to tell the listeners all about it.
Well, my second book has come out for the year. It's called All I Want for Christmas. It's by Brown Girls Publishing. It's available on Amazon.com. Or you can order an autographed copy for me on my website at SonyaLovesToWrite.com. It is a special book all about Christmas. They've got some heartwarming stories. And Charvette, cut me off if I'm carrying on too much about the story.
Keep going.
It's got some great stories in it. It's 19 authors, and we have all put our hearts and soul into this book. As a matter of fact, they had so many submissions for this book that only 19 made it. And when I read the stories of the 19 ladies that are in the book with me, I could see why all of these stories were great. And you can tell that they all have the hope and the spirit of Christmas in it and that coming together. It's a really great book, and I'm really proud of it. It's an amazing way to end my year as far as my journey with writing.
Wonderful. So this is an anthology. 19, is it short stories?
It's 19 short stories. My short story is called Home for Christmas. And my story, Home for Christmas, is a spin on some things that are happening out, some tragedies that are happening that we hear maybe a little bit too much about in the news. I don't want to give too much away. So the tagline that I'm using is that all that Simone wanted was her husband home for Christmas. She had no idea that tragedy would come knocking instead. We have to see what's going on with Simone.
Ooh, check it out. Okay, and so you, like you said, you're rounding up the year strong. And so for listeners who aren't familiar with you, tell them a little bit about your first anthology that's out.
Okay, great. My first anthology that's out is by Brown Girls as well. It's called Single Mama Dating Drama. Those stories are kind of like the same, but about single mamas and their children and dating, and that's a whole lot of drama. Those stories are funny. Some of them make you a little mad, and some of the things that, you know, the dynamics that play out between in relationships and children. My story in Single Mama Dating Drama is called $100 Money, and I've gotten some really fantastic reviews on it. It's a funny story, and it's a funny twist on a woman with 6 children trying to re-enter the dating world.
Spicy and juicy. Oh my goodness. So can they get the what kind of versions can they get? Do you have Kindle? Do you have paperback?
Yes, ma'am. You can get both books are available on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, iBooks, Kobo, Google Play, I believe. Basically anywhere books are sold. Or if you like autographed copies from a brand new author such as myself, you're welcome to come to my website, SonyaLovesToWrite.com. And where you can order either of the books.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations for published day today. And this is a great, you know, stocking stuffers. Books are excellent stocking stuffers, so pick them up. Or they're perfect if you want to download on your Kindle, if you're going to be traveling. You know, I'm going on a cruise, I'm going to be flying, so looking for some great books to download, so I have them with me. So congratulations, Sonya. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, and thank you for the opportunity to call in.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, we're going to our next spotlight, area code 302. I'm coming to you, area code 302. You are hanging out in the virtual green room, and I see you are ready to chat about your business, product, service, organization, or ministry, so I'm bringing you live on the air right now. Area code 302, you're live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Let us know who you are.
Hi, Charvette. How are you? My name is author Anika Stewart. I'm the CEO and founder of Embracing Your Inner Woman. Yes. Hey, girl. Hey.
Hello. Delaware is in the house.
Yes.
Wonderful. So tell us what you got going on, and just let our listeners know what you have available.
Yes, I'm super excited to be joining in with you on this evening. Again, as I stated, I'm the author of my first published book, Diaries of an Elect Lady. The book is about inspiration. It's about motivating women to embrace their insecurity and to begin to do the healing and begin to live in freedom internally and unveil their mask and live in true happiness. So it's a book about, you know, just motivating them to come out amongst the mass and live in happiness and be true to themselves as they grow. So I have book that I have that is available on Kindle and paperback.
Why do you think we want to keep the mask on? Why do you think people rather live behind the mask?
Because of shame, because of guilt, and it's easier to hide behind our titles because we don't have to show that vulnerability. We don't have to show the things or even acknowledge them for what they are in our lives. So it's easier to just, you know, go with the flow of what others feel as though I should be or what others feel as though you should portray. Instead of being true to who you are, being authentic in who you are and growing and, you know, going through the process of, okay, I have these issues going on in my life, but in spite of those issues, I'm willing to overcome them by acknowledging them and doing the work to overcome them.
Ooh, pick it up. Yes. Listeners, pick it up. Now, what are all the different formats that is available in?
It is available. It's available on Amazon.com, and it's available through Kindle and paperback. And it's also available on my website, LadyAnikaStewart.com. So I'm excited about this book. I've gotten a lot of great feedback from people who have read the book and how they were inspired and they were uplifted. And it just really gives you a different outlook on life and how to really begin to do the work inside, because we can, you know, we can cover it up with, you know, the mask of the makeup and the clothes and, you know, our titles and our professional careers. But inside, we're really broken and we're damaged. And, you know, we're just covering it up and just going through life and not really embracing who we are and being happy with who we are during the process of growing.
All right. There is your call to action to get it right, get it right. Now, you also have a T-shirt, a line. So tell us about that.
Oh, absolutely. It's called Self-Identity Apparel. So these shirts are very significant to me because they express every stage that I had to go through in life. So we have I Choose to Live, which stands for being liberated, improving, being vivacious, and enlightened. And we have I'm Every Woman, and we have Beauty is Her Name. And these shirts are inspiration to women to, you know, give them confidence, to, you know, let them make a declaration of who they are. They're not who what they've been through, but they are, you know, overcomers. They are success, you know. So it's more so about a movement with these shirts. It's expressing who you are and being an overcomer.
All right. Get it, get it, get it. And how can they get a hold of your T-shirts?
Oh, absolutely. You can go on LadyAnikaStewart.com. You can go right there and purchase your shirts. We have them available through sizes small to extra large. And you can purchase the shirts right there online, and we will make sure that you get your shirts. They're an awesome gift to someone. You never know what someone is going through. So just the little things, you know, you just never know. So I admonish, you know, those who are listening that to purchase a shirt for someone to lift up their spirits. You know, let them make their declaration to the world.
Make your declaration to the world. And then last but not least, you have a conference coming up May 2017. Tell us about it.
Oh, yes. I'm super, super excited about this. This is our I'm Every Woman's conference. It's for women. It's geared towards women. And it's starting May the 12th and the 13th. And we have some awesome ladies that will be attending this event. We will be honoring our very own Tamika Hall from Tamika Inc. And we'll be honoring another young lady who is growing her business with our Leading Lady Award. And it's going to be hosted at the Clarine the Bell in Newcastle, Delaware. So if you are in the Delaware, Maryland, Virginia area, I welcome you. Even if you're in New York, you know, New Jersey, I welcome you to come and, you know, be a part of this event, because it's going to be a life changer. It's all about transformation.
All right. And registration, is that available now?
Yes, it is. LadyAnikaStewart.com.
Go there so you can see, you can get everything. Just go buy up and get everything that you need. So, Lady Anika Stewart, thank you so much
for
calling in. And thank you so much for being a part of Hashtag Coaching with Vet, our community, and coming into Richmond, Virginia this past weekend, bringing your
Absolutely.
Crew. And so we really appreciate you.
Thank you. You have a great night.
All right. Thank you. All right, listeners, we keeping it moving. We rolling right on down through the virtual green room. We're going to area code 917, 917. I'm bringing you up on the mic, 917. And this has got to be Author LaTanya Boyd in the building. Is that right?
In the building, in the house of the
Hey, girl, how are you doing?
I am doing well. I'm doing well. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Let me introduce myself, everyone. I am your marketing book coach, LaTanya Boyd, here where I help you rock your book, your brand on a global scale that will grow your business and build relationships in the process. How can you get in contact with me? Log on to my website of latboyd.com. That's latboyd.com. I just released my book, which is now an international bestseller. And it is titled Rock Your Book, 10 Ways to Market Your Book Like a Rock Star. So I want to call in all authors, all aspiring authors, all established authors out there to go ahead, you can log onto my website, latboyd.com. It's available wherever books are sold. It has the format of paperback and Kindle, so you can take it on the go.
All right, take it on the go. Again, perfect for the holidays, those that will be traveling, or if you're not going anywhere, but you're like, I have some a little bit of extra downtime, this is a perfect time to pick up all of these books from these shout-outs that we're giving here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. If you just tuned in, we're saying, hey, I'm Charvette Mitchell, and I am your host and creative director for Mitchell Productions Web Design and Social Media Coaching, and the founder of Hashtag Coaching with Vet. Facebook group for female entrepreneurs or females that want to be. And we're featuring some of our community members tonight. Yep, it was a secret invitation just to them. And so they're calling in. So if you are in the community and you're hanging out here with us and you want to say, hey, I want to shout out my event or my book or my whatever, just make sure you press #1 so I can bring you on air. All right, so LaTanya Boyd, listen, thank you for flying into Richmond this past weekend at our pop-up workshop. You were one of our featured speakers, and you talked about live streaming. Tell us, you know, and those that are listening in who maybe didn't get a chance to experience you, what did live streaming do for your business?
Absolutely. You know, live streaming is a game changer. As a matter of fact, I just did a broadcast earlier today on live streaming being such a game changer at giving you exposure of your brand message, your brand image. It allows people to have an emotional connection to you. And by me doing live streaming, I'm able to be engaging with those, with my community, where they feel an emotional connection. They like that up close and personal feel. How do you grow your brand? Use live streaming to do that. So during the training, we talked about some parameters. Listen, if you didn't make the training, no worries. Sign up on my website of latboyd.com and get your one-on-one training with me. I'm offering this course right now. If you've never was in front of the camera, if you've never, you have a fear, well, we're going to change that. What was so powerful in the Hey Girl Hey, hashtag coaching with Bet, was we took action. We took steps and we went live right in the room. And I'm getting feedback from these young ladies on how it has expanded them just from one live streaming as a stand of their online presence.
Listen, I know it to be true. I know it to be true. So, listen, what I want you to do is hang out in the virtual green room, LaTanya. I think I might bring you back up. I'm going to get a couple more in, but I want to hear a little bit more about the feedback you've been hearing from people who tested out live streaming to promote their business and what they're saying. So, hang out in the virtual green room. I'm going up to area code 443. Area code 443, I'm bringing you up on the air now. Area code 443, you are live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Let us know who you are.
Hi, I am Robin Sample. I am an author out of Maryland, and I, too, attended the Coaching with Bet pop-up workshop this weekend, and I learned a lot of valuable information as to how I can rock my book and take my business to the next level, and I'm looking forward to what 2017 has to offer, because this weekend gave me a lot of golden nuggets, and it put me on another level, and I'm ready to take off with my business.
Woo! Hey, Robin, thank you so much for calling in to the show and letting us know
You're
the
welcome.
Experience you had. Wow, it was great to meet you in person and get to spend some time with you during the conference and also other times. And so tell the listeners a little bit about your book and how they can get a hold of it.
Well, my book is entitled When I Stopped Being Angry with God, and it is a story about my life and all of the trials, and not just the trials and tribulations, but also the triumphs that I've experienced from the age of 5 all the way up until my mid-30s, from where I was so angry because of my low self-esteem, my poor body image, my lack of self-confidence, my being rejected, abandoned, and that turned me to looking into other alternatives for finding happiness and peace, and that one alternative was alcohol. That alcohol dependence took me to suicide attempts. It resulted in domestic violence. It resulted in sexual assault. And it just resulted in a lifestyle full of misery and pain and grief and anguish. And I was mad at God because I felt like God brought me here and he's supposed to love me, but I did not feel that love. But what I came to learn later on in life, God was with me all the time because he was orchestrating events so that he could allow me to see him. He drew me closer to him so that I can be a light for others. So my ministry right now is drawing other people closer to God, that even though there may be a storm, there's a rainbow coming soon, and you just have to wait for it and allow God to move in your life just like he did for me. And my book is available on Amazon and Kindle and paperback versions, and it's also available on Barnes & Noble.
Listen, that's how you introduce a book. Go ahead on, Robin. I love it. I love it. I'm telling you, all of the ladies, all of the female entrepreneurs, authors, speakers, coaches, consultants that are in hashtag Coaching with Vet, Facebook group are phenomenal, just like every single lady you have heard today. And so we invite you to jump, you know, into the group. It's a great place to network and all of that online. But thank you, Robin, so much for, you know, giving us that there and letting us know you are ready for 2017. I'm telling
yes,
you, go after it, go after it.
Yes, I am. Thank you so much for having me this weekend and tonight. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. All right, I am telling you what, woo! Again, if you're hanging out here, we've got about 5 more minutes, and if you're saying, oh, I want to shout out my business, my book, my product or service, just press pound and the number 1 if you're listening on a line, if you're listening by way of phone. If you're listening by way of phone and you want to shout out your business, we've got about 5 more minutes, press pound and number 1. I'm running back to the virtual green room. I'm going to bring LaTanya Boyd back up because I want to hear a little bit more about those videos, those women and female entrepreneurs that went live either for the first time or one or two times, and their response. So LaTanya Boy, I am bringing you back on air. Hey, you're back on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. So tell us some more about the feedback that you were hearing from those that did that, that participated during your workshop and went live.
Absolutely. Here's what I know to be true, is that is without publicity, what would happen? Absolutely
nothing.
And that's from P.C. Barnum. This is what I know. And so these young ladies stepped out on faith. They stomped out their fear because they were a little hesitant on going live. And this is the feedback that I'm getting, that they overcame that fear and walked into their divine purpose of putting the word out as to what their business is, their who, their what, their when, and their why. Now, not too long ago, I just received a message that another young lady who participated in the Hey Girl, Hey, hashtag coaching with Bet, said she was doing live streaming, but she said it took it up to another level, that she was excited about the nuggets and the pearls that I shared on Saturday. This is what I'm talking about. We plant in seeds, one waters, one plants, but God is going to send the increase when we step out on faith.
Absolutely. Step out. And then now Instagram has a new feature where if you're using the Instagram stories, you can go live. And I was on I jumped on someone's live on Instagram last night, and it was like 1,000 people. It was something crazy, like 1,000 people on her on this live. And she was on for a while, at least 30 minutes.
Wow, yes. And so, you know what? I'm telling you, live streaming is a game changer, and people are taking advantage of it. And it's free. That's the thing. It's free exposure. So why not take advantage of that? And again, you're building your brand, you're building your voice, and you're expanding your reach. You're building relationships in the process of doing live streaming. I did a broadcast earlier today. I also did Instagram earlier today. The Facebook now, with this upgrade on my phone, I have a Droid. I don't know if they just rolled it out on the iPhone as of yet. But when I go to the app for Facebook, now there's an icon where you can see who is doing their live streaming. Yes, we get notification, but this kind of breaks it down. It has like a Periscope type of feel to it. So the first tier, it gives you everyone's name, like in Instagram, everyone's name in the circle for the Insta stories. And you can click on there and you'll get to see all of their videos that they've done. And then under that is a stream of who is live. And when I tell you, I got real excited. I went on live and I had to share it right away because it was exciting. I said, whoa, look at this. Another way to just give you exposure. And an easier and quicker way of doing that. So I have a Droid 6. I don't think this particular upgrade is for anything below it. You have to get an upgrade. Oh my goodness, that's my next broadcast. Sometimes we just need to do an upgrade. Hello, somebody.
Hello, somebody.
I hope y'all are picking up what I'm putting down, because we need to invest in our business. Some of us was, I'm going to raise my hand. I'm guilty. I had the BlackBerry for a long time. Hello, somebody. Some of us had the flip phone. It's time for an upgrade. And invest in your business to get that upgrade so you'll be able to use these different platforms. Find a platform that you're comfortable with and master that platform and then move on to the next one, because you don't want to be overwhelmed. On social media, it can be overwhelming. So master one platform and work it.
All right. Thank you, author LaTanya Boy. Thank you so much again for being one of our featured speakers and just being phenomenal all year long and all the time in the group. So we shout you out and we applaud you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you. And again, I'm offering this course with live streaming. Just log on to the website of LATBoyd.com.
Do that. All right. Thank you. All right, listeners, I'm telling you what, we started the top of the hour out with Shirley T. We call her Shirley T. Burke, and she gave some motivation, and I'm telling you what, she gave some nuggets for speakers. She talked about how you are enough, and she was phenomenal. And then we got to feature some of our entrepreneurs that were from Hashtag Coaching with Vet Facebook group. And so, wonderful show. This is actually our season finale show. This is our season finale, and we will be back. The next time you hear us live will be 2017. Yep, the next time you hear us live will be 2017, in our 2017 season opening. The first Tuesday in 2017. So we shout out all of our listeners, all of our broadcast stations, all of those that listen from iTunes, all of those that listen in from Charvette.com. We appreciate you. We thank you so much. As always, if you're saying, oh, man, Charvette, I'm just heard about your show, and now you're going on hiatus until the new year. Listen, don't stress. Charvette.com. You can go there and listen to all of my shows all the way back to like 2008. So you can be busy listening to the replays of all of our shows at Charvette.com. But again, we thank you so much. And we appreciate you. My main website, CharvetteMitchell.com, is where you can find out about all of my stuff, my web design services and social media coaching. We've got great things planned for 2017. All I'm going to say is Hashtag Coaching with Vet pop-up workshop 2016 was the first. That's all I'm going to say right now. That's all I'm going to say right now. But we've got great things planned for 2017, launching new and improved Facebook coaching signature program end of January, 1st of February. And I'm telling you what, some great partnerships coming up. And we're just glad that you all are along for the ride with us. We're going to see you guys in 2017. Bye. Love you.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at Charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.